For Sunday, April 14th, this is the 15th installment of Food in 5 Minutes, the part of the Ken on Food podcast that brings you 5 food stories from the world of Ireland and beyond for the past 7 days, served up in 5 minutes or less. My name is Ken Maguire, and wherever you are right now, this very second, I hope that you're doing well, that the weekend finds it in good form, and that you've managed to get some nice bites in somewhere this week, or even a bit of home cooking. The latter long overdue for me this week. I did manage to get out and about over 2 mornings in Kilkenny, taking a pulled pork benedict at Foodworks on Thursday before trying out the full Irish complete by dropping a full Americano on my lap again. Apologies to the folks at Tower and Castle before sampling Carlo's Water Lilies Cafe before work on Saturday morning. All divine in their own ways. But dining out aside, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you got a coffee in one hand, you're scrolling with the other while you listen, consider leaving a 5-star review for the podcast. And if you've got a story of your own to share at any stage, you can drop me an email. It's ken@kenonfood.com and we'll talk. For now though, let's get on with this week's stories. This past Wednesday saw the fourth and final regional round of the 2024 Irish Restaurant Awards take place, with the Ulster round being the last part of the puzzle. It looks like the largest crowd was saved until last two, with over 800 attending the Armagh City Hotel midweek to see who's been taking top honours in the north this year. The Ulster Awards cover Antrim and Armagh, Cavan, Derry, Donegal, Down, Fermanagh, Monaghan and Tyrone. Among the best restaurant winners on the night were Never Maguire's McNean House in Cavan, Antrim's The Muddler's Club, 28 at The Hollow in Fermanagh and Lear in Derry. Indie Foods' Johnny McDowell was named Down's local food hero, with the honours for Tyrone going to Clodagh Harney of Castle Coffee, Castle Derg. You'll get the full list of winners on the blog and online at irishrestaurantawards.com. Also this week, the San Pellegrino Young Chef Academy competition for 2024-25 is open. The competition turns the spotlight on the world's best culinary talents under the age of 30, and a global initiative it is to discover and mentor the most promising and talented young chefs. You got to go back to 2015. We had an Irish winner in Mark Moriarty, who has since gone on and established himself as an award-winning chef, TV host and author, himself saying that the competition opened up avenues that would simply not have been possible before. Applying chefs need to be under 30 years old, can register on the San Pellegrino Young Chef Academy competition website until the 19th of June. Chefs have to submit a recipe of a signature dish that communicates their vision, unique skills and creativity. Hopefully it's another strong showing from the Irish contingent. The grand finale will be taking place in Milan in 2025. On the tech front this week, Irish startup Synoptica Technologies got a massive boost. They got FDA approval in the US to move its sensor tech into the American market. It's clever tech too. They've patented sensor technology that monitors oxygen levels in modified atmosphere food packaging, ultimately allowing food manufacturers to identify spoiled goods before they make their way to the retail shelves, in some cases maybe even before they make their way off the production line. Their aim, or at least one of the aims of the business, is to help retailers extend the shelf life of fresh packaged goods by up to 40%, thus reducing food waste. That food waste reduction could be as much as 11 million tons a year, or the equivalent of 240 million tons of CO2 emissions. They've been doing big trials in the UK. There are big plans afoot for the US, and you can read more about it on the links in the show notes. Now, just over a month to go, but there's an estimated 140,000 residents set to take part in Street Feast in Ireland this year. Registration is now open. Ireland's national weekend of street parties and community celebrations is going to be taking place on the 25th and 26th of May. Over 1,250 communities across Ireland will likely share food and enjoy conversation, camaraderie and a bit of crack. Any excuse, really, to connect with people in your neighbourhood. Organisers say that no matter what kind of a place that you live in, everyone is invited to participate and host gatherings. So it doesn't matter if you're in an apartment or a house, all you need is a space to bring people together. There's been street feast parties in front gardens, back gardens, on streets and greens, car parks, laneways, local parks, community centres and more. If you're thinking on hosting a party or a get together, and you know, it could be a really nice idea to do it. Once you register on the website, you'll get a free Street Feast party pack, complete with the bunting, posters, invitations for the neighbours and mates and stickers and all of that kind of stuff. Again, you can check the links in the show notes and on the blog at kenonfood.com. And lastly, I'm squeezing this one into this week's podcast because by next week it'll probably be almost done and dusted. But with the West dropped from the name, the Waterford Festival of Food is going to be taking place this coming weekend. That's the 19th to the 21st of April in Dungarvan, County Waterford, with a bumper lineup of demos, talks, live music, dining and family events, and a massive weekend market that's sure to draw crowds to the southeast. So while Dungarvan is the main hub for the three-day festival, there's also events taking place in Lismore, Ardmore, Villierstown, Ballyduff, Cappoquin, Kilmeaden, and really kind of going out of Dungarvan. But the big action of the weekend, and the one that I'm hoping to get down to, will be the final market day on the Sunday. Highlights from the events this year include guided taste tours, kitchen table talks with influential people from Ireland's food scene and beyond, high profile guest chef dining events, sustainability workshops, pop-up experiences in somewhat unusual locations. There's also foraging walks, food waste talks, bus tours to farms and mountains, live cooking demos, and obviously the market then that'll run on the Saturday and continues through to the Market Square in Dungarvan on the Sunday. The programme is absolutely packed and all going according to plan. I'll be there on the Sunday, taking in a bit of live music too, sure, why not? With plenty of free events to check in on, check out waterfordfestivalofood.com for all the details. And that's it. Another week in the bag, another five stories to help you along with your morning cup of coffee, and all going according to plan. I'll be back to do it all over again for you next week before nipping down to catch some of the festivities in Waterford. Wherever you are in the world, whether it's Cavan or Donegal or Kilkenny or Abu Dhabi or Thailand or Sweden, I could keep reading traffic stats, but I'll stop. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to catch up on some stories. You'll find all the links on the blog. It's kenonfood.com, and I'll talk to you again next Sunday. Until then, take care. Have a good week.